Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com.
And from Open Door Health Services, offering walk-in care for immediate needs at Open Door Urgent Care in Muncie's Southway Center Plaza, open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. More at opendoorhs.org.
This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today is Marissa Rose, and she is here to talk about Family Navigators, and it is a program from the local organization By Five. So welcome, Marissa.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit, I guess, first about By Five. What exactly is By Five?
So By Five is a countywide initiative. We work in Delaware County, and our whole goal is to get all kids in Delaware County ready for kindergarten, not only for that in and of itself, but to provide better economic opportunities for our future community.
Wonderful. How long has By Five been around? How long have you been doing this?
So By Five initially grew out of MAP way back in 2008, 2009, but it's been around as an official nonprofit since 2013.
Wonderful. And you have a really cool job title. So tell us your job title first off.
So my job title is Strategic Initiatives Coordinator.
How cool is that? And one of the strategic initiatives is Family Navigators, right?
That's correct.
So tell me about Family Navigators. What exactly is that?
So Family Navigators started because at By Five, our network of partners is over, 500 people and organizations, everything from, just having a little free library to participating in a program, all kinds of different connections, meeting different types of people, working with different types of organizations. And when that happens, one thing that you notice when you bring different people together who have never sat at a table before is you would hear conversations that kind of go something like, one person would say, oh, I have this fantastic program at my organization, but we can't find people to come to it. And then the person sitting across from the table would say, I have five families who would have a wonderful time at that program, but I didn't know that it existed.
Wow.
Yes. And so that kept happening over and over and over again. And it's sort of a blessing in Muncie to be able to have so many talented people in programs. But we were discovering that if they're not connected, that a lot of times we're still not serving the families that we want to serve with those programs and the talent of those passionate individuals who really live to help families. And so we created Family Navigators as a way to try to solve that problem, trying to harness the energy, the passion, the potential of talented programs and organizations and bring them together kind of out of their silos. So that if you're a teacher and you know the educational resources in this community really well, but you have a student who needs to get a vision appointment, you can connect with another family navigator who maybe knows the healthcare side of the community a little better.
Sure.
And really build those connections and build that people power in order to better serve families.
That's wonderful. So how many family navigators does By Five currently have involved?
We have trained about 300 family navigators.
Wow.
In the community.
That's wonderful. And I know that you're always looking for more, is that right?
That's true. We believe that everybody has expertise, that everybody is an expert in their own little corner of the world. And so we're always looking to find new people in diverse and various fields and capacities across the community to join our little fold.
Yeah, I know that you go to places and kind of train family navigators, or maybe they come to you. Can you talk a little bit about the process? How does that happen to become a family navigator?
Absolutely. So the training itself is about a half an hour. And really what we do is we just tell you the background and the context of the program within the overall framework of By Five, talk about what the role of a family navigator is, what it isn't. And that all takes, again, about 30 minutes. We can go to you. We typically schedule the appointment to train to be a family navigator as a one-on-one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if your organization is interested, you can reach out to us at By Five, me specifically, and we can set up a time for you to come and be trained. And I can come to you as well. And sometimes that's helpful if you're not able to, get out of the office.
Sure. Why is it important for all of our, area organizations to have a family navigator within it?
I think it goes back to, again, everyone is working so hard in this community to serve families and to make life better for families. And we just want to be a part of the method in which we're more effective at doing that. And that's why I think we need the Family Navigators program.
Could you share maybe a few family navigator success stories?
So the one that always stands out in my mind is we had a family who was in a classroom in Delaware County, and this classroom teacher reached out to us and said, I have this family. They've moved in from out of state with nothing but the clothes on their back, basically.
Wow.
And it was complicated by the fact that the mother had a background that would make it difficult for them to receive benefits in order to get, you know, assistance with clothing and food and things like that. And so this teacher was an excellent teacher. You know, she knows how to teach, she knows how to care for children, but she wasn't a social worker. She didn't know the ins and outs of, you know, benefits and, you know, the ins and outs of nonprofits that could help.
Sure.
But she really wanted to help this student in her classroom. And so I was able to reach out to a social worker who knew of some benefit programs that would work with the family and some clothing programs to get the clothing for the children that they needed and food and all of these other things. The key that we learned with that success story and with all of our family navigator success stories is that everybody has a little piece of the pie. Everybody knows a little something.
Sure.
And so when we combine that knowledge, we were able to help that family get really started on a new life. And that was a really powerful moment.
That's wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about why it was important for you to get involved with Bi5 and specifically Family Navigators? Why is this important to you?
Making connections helps everyone. Mm-hmm. And at Bi5, we work in all kinds of capacities and across the county with all different kinds of initiatives because we know there's no one silver bullet that's going to help, you know, get every child ready for kindergarten.
Sure.
So we have to work in a variety of ways. And the thing that speaks to me about Family Navigators is that it acknowledges that reality, mm-hmm. that everybody, you know, has different strengths and different talents, and that they're going to be able to reach families in a unique way that maybe I can't, that I don't have access to.
Sure.
And it's really just highlighting that positive interaction and plugging it in to a larger framework to make the interactions not just happen, but happen in a more powerful way.
Wonderful. If someone is interested in becoming a family navigator, what should their next step be?
The next step to become a family navigator would be to reach out to me on the Bi5 website, and we have a contact page. If you fill that out, write in it that you're interested in becoming a family navigator, someone from Bi5 will reach out to you, probably me. And that's probably the best way. You can also call us, and our phone number is also listed on the website.
Okay. And what is the website?
Muncie, letter B, letter Y, numeral 5.org.
Wonderful. I know there are a lot of other initiatives that Bi5 has. Do you want to kind of maybe briefly talk about some of the other things that Bi5 has going on?
Oh, I could talk for a long time about that, but I won't.
Yeah.
But a few that come to mind is this is one of our newer ones, our diaper bank network. So within the past year, we've created 7 new diaper banks and partnered with 3 existing ones. So now there are 10 locations throughout the county to where families can go and get diapers, a small amount of diapers for their children. And we started doing that. Yeah. And we started doing that because we realized that if you don't have diapers, it's really an economic hardship that can impact the whole family. Another thing we've got coming up from June 8th to 16th is Nature Play Days. This is a statewide program run by the Indiana Children and Nature Network, of which Bi5 is the county lead, which means we run the program for Delaware County. Last year, we had close to 60 events and over 500 people attend. And what it is we put on as many fun, free, nature-based activities as possible for families in the community.
That's wonderful. Well, we got family navigators and so much more. So really, there are a lot of ways that people can get involved.
Yes, and we encourage anybody to just reach out to us. One of the things that I love about Bi5, again, is that we do try to focus on so many different areas, supporting communities, supporting families, trying to help kids be healthy, working to, you know, make high-quality childcare a reality mm-hmm. for more young children in the community. So really, no matter what your interests or your passion, we try to find a way to at least let you know what we're doing and keep you up to date.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing so much about Bi5 with us today, specifically Family Navigators. So thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, and is supported in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.